And they got to thinking, well, Mr. says, what'd I get out of the Flanders? Nothing. I said, well, he said, if I cut them off, they'll go up to I said, let them go up to and if they don't pay the bills, let the have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll charge them interest on that account. Well, in those days, $1,500 in clothes was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then they'd ride Mr. I didn't know you owned all your money. Well, he did too, because he had to pay interest on that money.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. It just worked out pretty bad. And everything was changing then. It was tough along in about that 1910, 1914. Of course, the war came along and changed everything around, just turned around for this day. Of course, the South at that time wasn't getting very much anyway.
Mm-hmm. Were you in the war?
Yeah, I was in World War I.
Where were you stationed in?
Camp Pike. I worked out of Camp Pike. And I had to come from Christmas time when I was in the Army. Well, I had to come home at Christmas. The Colonel gave me a release to work at Blessed for the Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
To help out. And he let me come in at 1 o'clock and I worked till about 4 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bending instructors, kept all the records at night, and get everything moving. You understand, I didn't go to school with about the fifth grade.
Yeah.
So all of mine is just catch as can or observe. Mm-hmm. If you'll find if you've got a good memory, you got half of it quick. But if you haven't, it's hard on you. It's awful hard. Well, you're a professor, I have you everything else. It's rough on you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're
and you've got a lot of temperaments to contend with too, you know. And your work, same as anybody else anywhere else, I imagine.
Oh yeah, with all the students that I have.
Oh, you have a mess up.
I've got 90 students, and I have to give them each as much individual attention as I can. That's tough. That's real tough. So you worked at the name of the store is Bassett's.
Blast, B-L-A-S, Blast.
Oh, Blast's.
Blast, yeah.
Are they still here?
They sold out to Dillard's, which owned a place in Jonesboro,
uh-huh.
Hot Springs, and different locations in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he owned some in Texas and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He's branching out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's part of it, and they do about anywhere from $10 to $12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the shrinkage is quite high. Shrinkage where I take stuff in the evening and go home, see. Or give you the stuff and you come and get it at a different wrangle to it. So it's, you pay for that shrinkage.
Oh,
you're making them for the consumer pays. Whatever you call it. You can call it well on this tax business and say that's the open one. We're making a difference. You pay for it. It's added to it.
Yeah, oh, I know.
If they still open 24 hours a day, you pay for it.
Sure.
I don't see anything mysterious about it. It's just that way.
Sure. I know I've heard some people who work in stores say that's why some managers aren't really that concerned about shoplifting because they can just pass on their losses.
Yeah, it's just charged about 15% of whatever it is.
To the customers anyway. You know, it's sort of staggering how much they lose. I know one store back at the University of Tennessee, the Brooklyn Supply Store, lost a couple $100,000 in a year, they figured, from shoplifting.
Well,
you know, that's just pens and paper and t-shirts, all those things added up. But he sold out, was that before or after you quit working?
That's my last job. I quit, I stayed with them from 1900 and about 11 to up to
1958.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they still pay me alimony, and I didn't pay a dime into it.
That's something.
If I was supposed to work 8 hours, I worked 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on Sunday. Who would pay dividend? And I always get a little bit more than I was paid for.
Mm-hmm.